Why don't you open to Romans chapter 12? That'll be the starting point for this morning. Had a couple of messages here recently, myself and Alan also. His last Sunday morning, mine Wednesday night. Mine was entitled The Renewing Accumulated Knowledge. This message today goes hand in hand with that message. God's got me going in a direction. I could see it even before Alan's message. He had me looking through Romans 12 the Saturday before Alan spoke. Had me go through and identify the words in there just to get it more solid in my spirit. Look at the definition, see what it means. So I want to start out there. My hope this morning is this. But when I get done, that I've been able to share with you what's inside of me. Because what I'm seeing inside of me is so exciting. It really is. It's so exciting what he's bringing us to. He shared with me something yesterday morning. I can't give any details, but I can give you this. We are closer to the revival than what we realize. We're closer than what we realize. What he shared with me was the fact that there are things right this minute as we sit here, there are things happening that we know nothing about. But it's all heading towards the objective of revival. So just because in your world, you may or may not see evidence that would tell you we're this close to revival, take my word for it. I've heard him. We are so close. And it was only hours afterward that he confirmed to me through somebody else what he had told me. So I know. I mean, I just don't think that we're close to revival. I know we are. I know we are. So the message is now, and this was the rest of what he was sharing with me. The message is now, not just that I deliver, but that we deliver, the people that stand up here. These messages are taking the building blocks, Pastor Dave and Gary dug up over the years. And the messages now are taking those building blocks on this foundation that's been laid, and we're building this building, one block strategically fitting in with the next block, and the walls go up and the roof is being established. All of this is happening on the foundation that Pastor Dave so meticulously, well, the Holy Ghost through Pastor Dave, meticulously laid for years and years, probably before most of us was even attending this fellowship. He laid the foundation for so long. When I stand here and I talk to you about your new nature, I don't have to define it for you. Most of you, if not 80% of you, know what your new nature is. If you walked outside this building and went anywhere else to any other church and talked about their new nature, they would look at you like you're from another planet. What new nature? But see, you know that. So we don't have to redefine that week after week. We can take that building block and we can fit that building block in with the other building blocks in the construction of this fortress. And this fortress is what's going to receive the revival. So that's what he was showing me yesterday. Number one. You just don't see, Mark, what I'm doing. But don't doubt what I'm doing just because you don't see it with your natural eyes. Don't doubt it because it's happening. It's happening. And the other part, the revelation, those big, huge blocks of revelation, we're using those, putting those together week after week. Okay, Romans 12. Verse 1. We're going to look at verse 1 and 2 in this passage. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. I can't get past the word beseech. I mean, this is more than just a strong recommendation. I mean, this is strong. Don't read past these kind of words, and just because it's black ink on white paper doesn't mean anything to you. This is Paul. He's talking to us. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present, and that word is yield, your bodies. The word bodies is talking about the complete man, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable service, the word service there we're talking about, that would be the same type of service that the priest would do at the altar. That's the kind of service that we're talking about. You present your body, your complete man, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, and it's your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now let me... He said some things to me, and I shared them Wednesday night. You cannot believe beyond your level of transformation. You can't do it. You can kid yourself and think with your mind, oh, I believe that. But the proof's in the pudding. And when you're faced with a life or death situation, when you're faced with bankruptcy, when you're faced with whatever kind of situation in life you're faced with, if you believe it, you'll go through it victoriously. If you don't, you won't. If your transformation level has stopped at that point where you can't believe it, you're not going to. Now, you may have someone else pray and their faith might get you over, but guess what? Now you got to walk in that. See, I made that mistake myself before. I had an experience where I received a miracle and I never received it. Had the manifestation, had the physical symptoms gone, but guess what I failed to do? I failed to develop my own faith in that particular area, and before long the symptoms came back, and guess what? I'm back in a worse situation than I was before. You cannot live on another man's faith. I would love to live on Pastor Dave's faith. Pastor Dave, just let me, just hold on to your coattails and drag me into heaven. It doesn't work that way. And that's not what his ministry all these years has been about. His ministry all these years has been, Mark, don't hold on to my coattails. Don't do it. That's not what they're there for. What I'm here for is an example for you to follow after. Follow me as I follow Jesus. Amen? Renewing the mind. You cannot. The level of transformation that you have, you cannot have faith beyond that. Well, guess what? You cannot have transformation, listen to me, beyond the level of the renewing of your mind in that area. Cannot. It is not possible. Because the transformation comes as the mind's renewed. So it's impossible for you to have a level of transformation and not have your mind renewed to that place. Cannot happen. Here's what so many people want to do. They want to depend. Let me give you this example. This will help you. when the disciples were faced with this demonic young man, and they tried to cast the devil out of him. They tried. You know, they did everything within their power. Do you know, if you were to walk up and ask them, Peter, or would just ask one of them, do you believe that you have the faith to cast that devil? Sure, we've done it before. This is just another one. It's no big deal. We'll just cast it out. And they couldn't. There was not the believing there. Well, in our situation, today, right now, we have the results in our life. We're living in that place of what we can believe, to where we've been transformed, to where our minds has been renewed to. That's what we're living in. And you might say to yourself, I don't like where I'm living. I want to live where the Bible, where I can see in these scriptures, I can see what's possible. Because Jesus said, all things are possible. All things. Well, I want to live there. And I'm not living there right now. So how do I get from where I am to that place? Because when I get to that place, guess what? That's where revival lives. And that's where he expects us to go. So I got a couple of props up here this morning. I'm going to start out with this one. As a teacher, most important thing to me is that when you walk out of this place, I have so imprinted you with this message that it stays with you, that you put it to use in your life. That's what's important to me. Well, Pastor Dave has been talking to me about, Mark, you got to come up with parables. They understand parables. That helps them. All right. Well, he always talked about Joe Public and Mary Wallpaper. But he never had a parable about Joe Public. Joe Public is just any normal person, any normal human being. So we're going to have the parable of Joe Public. When Joe Public, who was the child of Mr. and Miss Public, when Joe Public was born, he was born a strapping young baby. This is going to represent Joe Public, his human spirit. When he was born with this human spirit, when he was born, on the inside of him, nothing. Just empty. I mean, there was a reborn human spirit. When you were born as a, not a reborn, I'm sorry. When he was born as a natural child, there was a human spirit. Just like yours. When you popped out of the womb, you didn't look at mom and dad and say, hi, mom and dad. Gee, I'm hungry. E equals MC squared. You know, you didn't know any of that. You just popped out and you were there. It was just a blank slate. Well, Joe Public is the same way. This represents, and for those of you just listening, I have a large empty box. I'm holding it upside down to show. There's nothing in here. He is a blank slate. Now, what's important is, and I wrote the word on the front of this box, old man. When he was born as a baby, he was born with the spirit given to him by the first Adam. That spirit, and we're going to find this out this morning, is equipped with a mind. That mind, Paul calls it in Romans 8, the carnal mind. And we'll find out in Romans 7 that he describes the Jewish person, that Jewish person who could not follow the law, although he could read it. I can see the words. I know what the words mean, but I just can't follow it. That's the condition Joe Public was born into this world with. Now, what happens over the course of time You know, Joe Public is 5 years old, 6 years old. Things happen as you grow, as you develop. Now, sometimes, see, Joe Public had some situations in his life similar to mine when he was born. You know, there was some death that was there in his family members. Some of the family members were dead. Those are experiences that go inside this person. So here you go. Somebody dies. How old are you? Maybe 5, 6 years old? Maybe it's a parent. It's dead. What happens is that experience goes right inside of you. It's right there. All right? Let's say that there was a bad accident in his growing up years, 13, 14 years old. Bad accident. Maybe it left him impaired. Maybe it didn't. Maybe he went to a church that taught him, well, God intended for that to happen. You know, maybe you lost a leg because that was God's intention. Maybe you lost an arm. Maybe you're disfigured and that was, God was trying to teach you something, Joe Public. All right, so you not only have the incident, not only do you have the emotions associated with that, but now you have wrong doctrine. All of that is in this experience. And there it goes. Just buried down inside of you. So he's getting older, Joe Public. And for those of you listening, I'm holding up small boxes. And as I go through these experiences, they're just being tossed into the big box. Simple as that. So as Joe Public is getting older, you know, his parents diligently tried to take Joe Public to church every week. Joe, he even sang in the choir. He went there every week. But something was missing. He went through the motions. He heard the nice message. Joe Public never got saved. He just sat in that church week after week, heard the messages. Nobody ever shared with him the message of salvation. So consequently, he just sits there thinking, hey, I'm all right. I'm okay. I live just as good as everybody else lives. And there's no change happening inside of Joe Public. So all these experiences continue to accumulate. And here's another one. He says, I'm done with church. Forget this mess. I like to sleep in on Sunday morning because Saturday night I party so late it's kind of hard to get up. And sometimes I stagger down the aisle at church and that just looks funny. So I'm just going to stay home. I don't care about church anymore. So here's Joe Public just doing his own thing, thinking he's a good guy. Now, Joe Public was born in the United States, so he has this culture influencing him. If Joe Public was born in, let's say, Iran or a Middle Eastern country or even a Far Eastern country, he's going to have the influence of that culture imprinting him. The way his mind operates is going to be determined by that culture that he lives in. Fortunately, and I just thank God, I was born in the United States of America. I thank God that I live here, that my parents were born here. I thank God for that. It doesn't mean, don't mistake me, it doesn't mean that I'm any better than anybody else born on this planet. I thank God that there was much more ease in going to church. Nobody was standing there with a gun threatening my life to go to church. It just wasn't there. I mean, there was a church on every corner. So we have people that go to these churches on every corner that don't have any kind of understanding. Just like Joe Public. He has no understanding of what's going on. He's not been born again. He's just going to a church building, sitting down, being conned every week into him thinking, I'm okay. That's dangerous. That's a very dangerous situation. If you think you're okay, what's God got to use to convince you you're not? You see, with Israel, he gave them the law and he said, here, you want to be convinced that you're not okay? Here, try to keep this. And they couldn't. And that's how it ends with in chapter 7 of Romans. We have the man that couldn't keep the law. He saw it with his mind and he recognized the words and he knew the consequences. But there, his body said, phooey on those consequences. That neighbor's wife looks pretty good. I'm going to risk it just to have what I want. See, it doesn't, just because you can see that law, if there's not a reborn human spirit, if your mind isn't renewed, you can't keep it. And that was the dilemma. And that's how Romans 7 ends. The dilemma of the person who actually had the law. Now, in this situation, with Joe Public, his parents, they were good parents, very good parents. His parents, they instilled within him a law, what was right and what was wrong, according to what? Well, maybe they used the Ten Commandments as their basis. Maybe they used just what was acceptable, normal behavior in the society that they lived in. But they taught him, if you do this thing, if you rob this bank, Joe, here are the consequences. Don't rob the bank. Probably as a child, it was more like, don't steal the candy in the drugstore. If you do that and I catch you, I'm going to swat your behind. So that was how he was trained. So he had an artificial conscience. He didn't have a new nature. He was never born again, but he had an artificial conscience. In other words, he would weigh out the consequences. His parents would tell him, this is right, this is wrong. If you do what's wrong, this is the consequence. If you do what's right, you get rewarded. So he knew that much. So as he walked away from church, as he walked away from the things that he knew to be right as far as spiritually, or he thought was right, as he walked away from all of that, he walked into a world that he had an understanding of right and wrong. Now, whether he did right and wrong, it was his choice. The human spirit that he was born with, it would go wrong, and it would want to go in the wrong direction, and it was only by what was put into his mind, what was trained into his mind, that would tell him that's the consequence. If you do that, there's a price that has to be paid. Do you understand, Joe? If you go drunk driving, Joe, you want to party all night? Fine, go party all night. But just realize, if you get caught drunk driving, there might be penalty in prison. Just realize that. So he would weigh it out in his mind. And then there's the tug of his flesh saying, oh, go ahead, do it. Just do it. And the flesh is just loves that kind of stuff. Go ahead, it'll be all right. And so he would do it. Sometimes it would be bad consequences. Other times there would be no consequence at all. That's the life that Joe Public has had. And all of these experiences, all of these times, things would happen. And all of these events, and I'm picking up another box for those listening, would go inside of him. I had a picture as I was preparing this message. I had a picture of this warehouse with all of these boxes, all of the events of a person's life. Let me think about that. A warehouse. I could see it full of all these boxes representing all of the events that are inside of you. You see, you can't see those events that's happened in my life. I stand here today. You're not looking at some big warehouse where you can see all of those things. Those events, they're there. They're there. Unless something has happened to deal with all of that accumulation in my soul. It's in your soul. It's in your soul. All that junk accumulates. Sometimes it's junk. Your soul is your mind, your will, your intellect, your emotions. The intellect part of you. That's not junk. You need to know 2 and 2 is 4. You need to know how to spell. You need to know how to read. That's not junk. But your emotions. Some of the emotions are good. You know, you can think about. You can sit here right now. And you can think about. If you're a parent, let's say the birth of your first child. How many of you right now, I mean, you're just starting to feel warm inside just thinking about that baby. You see, there's emotions attached to that thought. I think about the first time that you had to correct that baby, you had to swat that baby. Those emotions aren't there. Now there's some emotions of pain that's there because you had to do that. See, that thought is connected to an emotion. See how that works? Same thing happens if you think about, let's think about the days before you came to Jesus. Depending upon your level of renewing of your mind, wherever you are at that place, if you got saved a month ago and you think about the times before you got saved, chances are the emotions tied to those thoughts are going to give you a pleasant feeling. You're going to think about that in kind of a, wow, that I kind of did enjoy that. As you renew your mind and as that transformation process takes place and as you begin to think as God thinks and you begin to look back at those experiences that, you know, a month after you got saved, you were looking at with some kind of a pleasure thought. You look at it now, 20 years later, you've prayed in tongues all these years. You look back at that same incident that you used to, even as a born-again person, you even used to think with some sense of pleasure. You look back now and you hate it the way God hates it. That's because you're transformed. A week, a month after you got saved, you weren't transformed to it. You'd think about those days when you were out partying, having a good time, womanizing, manizing, whatever you were doing. You would think back with some sense of pleasure. Your emotions were tied to that with some pleasure. You would like that. 20 years later, look back at it now. You've prayed in tongues. You've renewed your mind. You're transformed. You look back at that same event. It'll make you cry that you were ever that person that could hurt somebody, that could use somebody the way that person did. That's what transformation will do. It'll change the way you think about. See, your mind that you received when you were born again, the mind of Christ, has the capacity to have those thoughts. But if there's no transformation, no renewing of the mind, there's no way that you're going to have those thoughts. You have got to put something in you and allow the Holy Ghost to teach you in order for those thoughts to generate, in order for you to see what you did in the light of God. And then when you see that, you'll hate it the way God hates it. Until you renew your mind to think like He thinks, taking the Word of God, putting it inside of you, having the Holy Ghost through praying in tongues, having Him teach you, reveal to you the truth that's in the Word, you're still going to think the way you used to think. Even though you have the capacity, you've got the equipment to have the thoughts of God. Let me prove that to you. You don't have to raise your hand. I don't want to embarrass anybody. But how many of you know in the world that you now live, because you're a new species, that 5 loaves and 2 fish equals feeding a multitude. Do you know that? Is that common to the way you think? Because that's the way you are supposed to think, being the new species that you are now. Okay, let me give you another one. Woman with the issue of blood, 12 years. She gave all of her money to all of the physicians. And yet she had nothing and she was worse. In your mind, the way you think, the way things flow on the inside of you. When you see that person, do you see that person made whole? Because in this new world that you have been born into as a new species of the kingdom of God, as a child of God, He does. Jesus would walk to that person, look at that person, be made whole, and that person's whole, because that's normal. Now you're starting to see, just with two examples, how conformed you still are to the way the world, and me, how conformed I am to the way the world thinks. I look at the world screaming about shortage and I think, this could be a problem. No, it's not. I am in a family that knows no shortage of anything. That right there will just, that'll blow away all of that trash in your mind that you've conformed to over the years. Well, I don't have health insurance. I don't. And I'm not saying anything wrong against somebody that does. Believe me, I'm not. It was so helpful for us when we needed it. But today, I just simply don't have it. Am I worried? Am I afraid? No, I'm not. I know with whom I belong. Now, am I totally transformed? Where, I mean, if a car ran over me, which is not going to happen, am I going to have the faith to stand up and walk away and dust myself off? Well, I don't want, you know, that's, I'm not going to say. If that were to happen, he would have the money there to pay the bill. It's all in what you want to have your mind renewed to. It's all in what you want to be conformed. You want to be conformed to this world? Be conformed to the world. You already are. You already are. It's just the fact you were born into this. You remember how we talk about assimilating the scriptures? You have been assimilated into a world system. Your mind operates the way it does because you're in a system of lack. You see things through that prism of lack. You live in a world where the only answer is doctors. And until your mind is renewed that there is something else besides that, and you believe it, and you've got the Word, and the Holy Ghost has revealed that as truth to you. Not that you just think that maybe it'll happen. No, there is a solid, living revelation inside of you. By His stripes, I am healed. When that happens, then you know the answer to the question, should I go to the doctor or not? If you have to ask, get yourself in the car and get to the doctor. It's when you know that you're healed that you don't have to ask the question. Should I go to the doctor? If you have to ask, then it's not a living revelation. Your mind hasn't been renewed to it. Go to the doctor. Thank God for them. They've kept so many of us alive over this all of these years. And it's a blessing that they're here. They weren't here by the devil's orchestration. They're here to serve us. But I'm not going to rely on them. Going on with my example. Okay. So here we have all of this, all of these events. All of this has been deposited inside of this unregenerated human spirit. And as you can see, as these events have happened, the way he thinks has been affected. The way he feels has been affected. His emotions, his soul, mind, will, emotions, intellect has been affected. understand this, the carnal mind that Paul talks about in Romans chapter 8. The carnal mind of the spirit, the unregenerated human spirit, that carnal mind keeps Joe Public from understanding the things of God. Stops him. These that have been deposited in him affect the mind, will, that part of the mind that's in the soul, the accumulated knowledge. So you have the mind that's the mechanism of that the spirit is equipped with. Follow me. The mind that's the mechanism the spirit's equipped with that enables you to understand. If you are unregenerated, you only understand the things of the world. It's when you're born again and you have the mind of Christ. Once you have that, now you have the mechanism, you have the capability to understand the things of God. But here he is, poor Joe Public. He's not going to heaven, not at this moment. And his mind thinks the way it thinks. His emotions, he feels the way he feels because of all that accumulation of events over the course of his life. And one day, unbeknownst to him, he stumbles into the family prayer center. And he hears a riveting message by the young evangelist, Dave Roberson. And all of a sudden, he steps up to the green line and he says, Jesus, I make you the Lord of my life. Once that happens, follow me. This is so important that you get this. This is Joe Public. Now look, he's actually a little bit thinner now because the boxes aren't exactly the same size. This is new man, Joe Public, his reborn human spirit. Now wouldn't it be nice if Mr. Reborn Human Spirit, Joe Public, started like this. And I'm holding the box upside down, empty. Just like when he was first born into this world. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Oh, that'd be great. How many of you know that is not the way it works? Not the way it works at all. But Mark, he has the mind of Christ according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the last verse. He has been given the mind of Christ. He sure has. But I showed you Wednesday night with the rich man and Lazarus when Lazarus was in hell. I showed you by pointing out all of the different things. He was thirsty. The rich man was in hell. Lazarus, the rich man wanted Lazarus to go over and to touch his finger with water and touch his tongue. I went through all of that piece by piece and showed you. He had an eyeball. He had a tongue. His spirit, even in hell, it was the exact replica of this body. Cell for cell, you are spirit. You fill this body. And with that, you have a soul, and that soul is all of these things. It is filled with, just like, and I'm holding up Joe Public in his fallen nature, all of these things fill your soul. Good things, bad things. 2 and 2 is 4. The way you think. And here it is. Now I'm holding up Joe Public. Born again, new nature. Here it goes. It's not empty. Guess what happens? All of these events are right inside. The new man. Because what happened was the vessel changed, but the contents, the accumulation of all that mess, it's still in your soul. That has to change. That's what holds us in this prison. At times, it seems like a prison of believing what we believe. See, all of these events, as I said earlier, when you open up that event, there's thoughts. See, I'm pulling out another box. There's emotions tied to that event. And so many times, let's say, for example, this event right here, this event right here was child abuse. Let's say that. This event was child abuse. So what's inside? See, it's buried way down inside Joe Public. Way down there. Here's this event. He probably, he's 25 years old now. He doesn't think about what happened when he was 6 or 7. But, it's there. It's still there. It's still in his soul. His soul grabbed that. It formed the way he thinks. It affected his outlook. Why is he suicidal now? Here is the reason. So I don't want to be suicidal. What am I going to do? You're going to have to renew your mind. Get this thing dealt with. Replace that thought pattern with a thought pattern that comes from the Word of God as the Holy Ghost teaches you by praying in tongues. He reaches down inside of you. He finds that event. He takes it and he pulls out that hurt emotion and he heals it. And once it's healed and once you're set free, guess what? You're set free. That's what this message is all about. I want to see Joe Publix all over the world set free. Set free. And I want them to set themselves free. I want to teach them how to do it. Does it mean they'll do it? Just look around. But you're here. Because you know it works. You're here because you know it works. That's what this message is about. Reaching inside, taking another event. I'm praying in tongues. I don't know what I'm praying. Maybe I liked this event. Maybe this was fun. My emotions were, whee! But it affects the way I think and it causes me to be in a stronghold that the enemy at any time can come and exploit. But I don't want to get rid of this one. I like it. It's that memory of that I can't even really describe anything. It's the thing that my flesh likes about that world of sin. I want to hold on to it. All right. Just keep praying in tongues though, okay? Holy Ghost, start shining that light on that. And all of a sudden, as Pastor Dave shows you, you start hitting that ceiling of your flesh. What are you hitting? You're hitting these type of events right here. You're hitting these kind of strongholds, this place in your mind that your thoughts go in the wrong direction. This is what you hit. When you're sitting there hitting that ceiling in your life and you want to be set free. Lord, I want to be set free. Okay, well then let me have this. Let's deal with this. No, I don't want to deal with that. I want to hold on to that. I like that thought. Well, as long as you hold on to it, as long as you like it, you take away from me the very thing that I need to free you with. So hold on to it and live a life that's just part of what I have for you. Or let's deal with this once and for all. Let me show you what I feel about it, how I hate it. And as you deal with this, you're going to hate it the way I hate it, and then we can kill it once and for all. No, I want to still have a love affair with the things of the old life. Well, you know, Lot's wife wanted to have a love affair with Sodom and turned around and turned into a pillar of salt. That's what we do when we hold on to this mess. And we have a love affair with what used to be the man that's dead. And we hold on to the I like this though. I like this. Well, God doesn't. And when your thoughts are His thoughts, you won't like them either. The problem is, your thoughts aren't there. You're thinking the way the old man thought, and your mind's not has not been renewed to the truth. Just keep praying. It will be. You don't really like to go out and get drunk. Really, you don't. You're just feeding off of this old man. The real you, this new man that's been created in the image of God, the reborn human spirit with the mind of Christ, does not want to go out and abuse alcohol, drugs, illicit sex. It doesn't want it. It doesn't want it. What wants it? The old part that's stuck down in the soul. Here's the answer for getting free from it. Just do it. Pray. Meditate the Word. And as you do that, one by one, He pulls them out. Well, let's look at another one, Mark. Okay. Well, look at this emotion. Yeah, there's a lot of things tied to that emotion. Well, let's deal with this. Let's be free once and for all. Because, Mark, I want to flow through you. I want the world to be saved, to be touched, to know a God that loves them. That's what I want. But as long as you hang on to these emotions and these thought patterns, you can't be that person. I can't flow through you. The enemy will come and grab these things inside of you, twist them to the point that you're going to bow your knee to him, and you cannot bow your knee to another master. That's what this message is all about. What I just shared with you is what this message is all about. If you want to know the scriptures that I just preached to you, I just preached to you Romans chapter, the last part of chapter 7. Romans chapter 8, verses 5, 6, and 7. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. That was Joe Public before he was born again. That was his mind. But they that are after the Spirit, born again, reborn human spirit, they mind the things of the Spirit. Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But the carnal man is the enemy of God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither can be. Go over to Ephesians chapter 2. I had Ephesians in my Bible. Chapter 2, verse 1. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all of us, nobody's exempt. If you're sucking air on this planet, you're part of all. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. The flesh and of the mind. And were by nature, the fallen nature, the children of wrath, even as others. For God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where your thoughts need to be. I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When your mind is renewed to that, when you have been transformed to that, when you see yourself, the authority, the place that you have been given in the family of God, lack, poverty, all of the things that were part of this fallen world, it's not part of you. You are a citizen of a new world. You are born again, an alien. This place, it's not your home. My home is in heaven. My family is the family of God. When you think like that, then you know that you're being set free, that you're being transformed from everything that you see around you. Let's go on. Chapter 4 of Ephesians. Starting in verse 17 through 24. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity, look at that, of their mind. Why did it say vanity of their mind? They're so vain, they think they have the answers. They think they can solve all the problems of life with their mental abilities. And Paul is saying, don't be like them. Don't follow what this world system says is correct, because it says it's right. Don't do it. You better know how God thinks about, let me say it like this, social issues. Social issues. You better know before you side up with somebody whose social issues are contrary to the Word of God, because they may send you in a path directly away from God. Did you get that? Verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Listen to me. If you're not born again, you live in darkness, you're blind. Who are you going to take your counsel from? Somebody walking around in darkness, blind? They don't know the truth. They can, if you sit and listen to somebody that's going to tell you healing is not for today, they're still, I don't care if they're born again, they haven't renewed. They're still being conformed to the world system of thinking. It's a lie. The truth is you're free. You're healed. I got to come to a conclusion here shortly. Verse 19, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him, have been taught by him as the truth is in Christ, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. You know, you think about that. Put off the old man. Well, I did that whenever I was born again. Put off the old man. You sure did. You became a new creation. But there's also the putting off of the way that old man thinks. That's the difference of what that old man accepts. Putting that off because you're a new man. You don't think the same way. What you liked before, the new man doesn't like. But I still like it. It's because you haven't been renewed to the truth. You really don't, because you are a spirit. It gets a little confusing there. The truth of the matter is, you are spirit. You may think you like it, but your reborn human spirit does not like sin. Hates it. Hates it. Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Gary talked about this a lot in the springtime. That's what we're talking about. Renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your mind has this capacity to think God thoughts. There's a renewing process where you take each one of this accumulated knowledge that's inside of you, these events, take them, pray in tongues, comparing spiritual with spiritual. It'll look at every one of these things and say, get rid of this, keep this, get rid of that, keep that, get rid of that. It's a process that we go through little bit by little bit. We're walking out of who we used to be in our soul and becoming more like God in the way we think. Last thing, go to Hebrews. I'm going to close here. Hebrews chapter 4. This is the last point. And you know, I want you to make sure you get this. This is the last point. Hebrews 4:12 is the scripture. You are not the accumulation of these events. That's not who you are. These are events that happen to you. These are things that form the way you think. But this is not you. You are reborn human spirit. And this is the scripture that tells you. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God, it's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder. Look at this. Soul and spirit. Soul and spirit. Just lays that soul, cuts it, divides it, shows you, okay, you thought this was you, but this isn't you. This is in your soul. The word of God, as the Holy Ghost takes that word, reveals it to your spirit, this knife comes through here. And no, I thought that was me. No, that's just events that's happened in your soul. It's caused you to think this way. Here, this knife will divide it, lay it over, show you that right there, that's not you. Here, you. Here's you. Here's you. You are this man, child of the living God. This is you, not these events that's inside of you. That right there will set somebody free. That'll do it, because too many people feel like when they get saved, no, this is me. I'm all these events. I'm all this soulish trash that's happened to me. No, you're not. You're born again. You just got to have the mind renewed. You've got to be set free in your soul from these things that have been accumulating all these years inside of you. Did you get that? That right there, that's worth the price of admission. All right. You're free. We'll see you at 10 o'clock.